This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Hour number three. Final one of the week. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. There's a few places I go that I just simply trust. And that's because of what they put out. And that's because it's never retracted, because I can trust that it's correct. One of those places, BearingArms.com. Joining me again from BearingArms.com is Bob Owens. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill.
You are the only one out there right now, and we're going to open up with this. You are the only one out there right now who's talking about this wing nut in Heston, Kansas. Mm-hmm. Nobody else is calling him a felon, a prohibited person from owning guns. It only just came out. I guess you probably led with it that he was he'd been served with a restraining order. We saw how well that worked. And what all have we found out about this guy? How bad of a man was he?
Well, dating back years and years ago in Florida, he has a rather extensive criminal record for domestic battery, theft, prowling, felony, fleeing, eluding police, drug possession, drug paraphernalia, more theft.
He wasn't a jaywalker, in other words.
No, this guy.
Bad guy. This was a bad guy.
This was a career criminal. And frankly, I'm surprised he was able to get a job with the sort of record he seems to have amassed over the years. But nonetheless, he was hired as a painter by this lawnmower company, this lawnmower machine manufacturing company, Excel Industries.
Right.
And he was served with a order about 90 minutes before the shooting started, and it was filed by his ex-girlfriend, and we do not know why he decided to take it out on the people at work, and we may never know.
Yeah, well, he's dead now, right?
Right. I mean, if we do know, it's because of something that he left behind, not from anything he's going to say.
Right. Do we know how he acquired his guns? I mean, looking at the picture of him, I do agree with the AKM, although that is the longest Glock 17 slide I've ever seen in my life. Could that be a 7?
That is the perspective. That's the fourth perspective of the camera.
Okay.
There is another picture that I did not lift off his page before Facebook hit it that confirms it was either a 17 or a 22. We're going with 17 because that's the most common.
Right. And he has a happy stick.
Yep. Oh, yes, he does. He's got either a 31 or a 33 round magazine hanging out of it, of the picture that we have at Bearing Arms. And, he was a piece of work. And one of the questions that we have now is, how did a felon with a gun, with a Facebook page, under his own name, post pictures and video of him shooting firearms, and nobody caught this?
The guy that writes on my site posted a picture of a handgun with some pliers and said, pliers, $500. He got banned from Facebook.
Yeah. That has happened to a couple of people, unfortunately.
Yeah.
We actually posted some of the mocking memes. I don't think we did it on Facebook, but we definitely did it on Twitter. And by the way, I'm shadow banned there at the moment for talking about this killer and pointing out the fact that he is an ex-con with a gun. Twitter,
what does that mean? What does that mean, shadow banned? What does that mean?
A shadow ban is when Twitter will allow somebody to keep making comments, but they will block anybody from receiving them, either across the site or for a specific hashtag. And there is a Heston hashtag, it's pound sign H-E-S-S-T-O-N, about this shooting, and Twitter is censoring many pro-gun comment, you know, many people from our side to allow gun control supporters to basically run the tables with their argument. They do not want to hear that once again, this was a gun-free zone invaded by a felon with an illegally acquired weapon. They don't want to hear that. So Twitter has decided to censor free speech, and, you know, that's their right. It is their platform. The First Amendment applies to government. It does not apply to private businesses. So Twitter does have the right to censor my speech, and I have the right to laugh as their stock price tanks because people are noticing this.
I'm waiting on you in town hall to come up with I want to see you guys come up with gun book with two N's, G-U-N-N book, and shooter with two T's, so we can have an instant messaging sort of our 140 character thing, and then gun book. You know, it's getting now. If you look at YouTube, you know, we both know Tim Harmson and just about everybody's on Full 30. It's getting to where more and more we're beginning to have to build our own islands in order to operate without having to be fearful of being banned or taken down, aren't we?
We are, and you know, that's the interesting part about living in a country with freedom of speech. We may not always like the way we're treated here, but we do have the right, if we're on a private network, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or some other social media, if they don't meet our needs, we have the freedom to go out there and build our own platform. I do not know that Town Hall Media wants to get into the IT game as a infrastructure builder and coming up with our own infrastructure. That would certainly be an interesting avenue, but we're in the information business as far as trying to get stories out there. I don't know that we want to get into IT.
I've been text stalking Vespa on that one just to try to get him to, you know, just to get him to respond. We're about to head into the first break. BearingArms.com. Who do they find at BearingArms.com? How do they find BearingArms.com?
Well, interestingly enough, you can actually go to BearingArms.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Second Amendment Supporters, which is 2ND Supporters. Amendment supporters, I mean, 2ND Amendment supporters on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter when we're not banned at BearingArms.com. And you can find me at Bob underscore Owens on Twitter when they'll let you see what I'm saying.
Right. And now, of course, he's not alone at BearingArms.com. Now you could say it's sort of Beauty and the Beast. There's Beauty, which would be Bob, and Jen.
Sure. Yes, I have.
Don't tell her I said that, though. I think Jen's very nice looking.
Yes. Jen Jakes is my new compatriot, is my female editor.
Right.
And she is definitely the better looking one of us, and she's going to be handling new shooter issues and women's issues at Bearing Arms. So it's really exciting to have somebody who is enthusiastic and new to the fold as she is.
We're going to turn the page when we get back and continue on with the world according to BearingArms.com. This is Lock and Load. Mm-hmm.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
All right. Friday night. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by, well, no, don't even have that, do we? My guest this hour is Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. One of the things that we saw coming out of this thing in Heston, Kansas, was another failure, didn't we? We saw another failure there.
Failure would you be alluding to? There's more than one.
Well, okay. Well, the gun-free zone failure?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we're had the opportunity here, as every private business does, for the employer to make determination whether or not they trust their employees with the right to self-defense, and then they have the option if they do not allow them to carry firearms on the company's property, whether or not they're going to actually provide for their safety with armed security, or whether they're just going to leave them defenseless. And in this particular instance, we have a company that did not apparently want to provide any sort of armed security at Excel Industries, and so they set their employees up for failure. And, you know, I think it's time that we start looking at private businesses that refuse human beings the absolute most basic of human rights, which is the right to self-defense, and we start suing them out of business if something happens on their property and people are killed because the companies are not allowing people the legal right to defend themselves. I think that we should sue them absolutely silly. They're going to die.
Does there have to be a law in place for that? Doesn't there have to be a law in place for that to butt up against?
That's a good question. I'm not a lawyer. It would seem to me that you could take existing laws, I'm sure, and sue them for failing to provide adequate security.
Well, I mean, Kansas. Kansas is a relatively gun-friendly state, right? I mean, Brownback is a... Do they have constitutional carry there?
You know, I don't know right offhand. We've had so many changes on the state level recently that I can't keep up with who's got what specific.
Right. I know that it's been put forward to make these guys liable and everything. And quite honestly, as far as I'm concerned, yes, let's go sue these guys. The anti-gunners sue us, making stuff up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to be the thing to come, isn't it, against the gun-free zone? That's going to the liability and the – if they're not going to supply – I mean, this had to be arguably a pretty big facility, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about an industrial building. It was a manufacturing facility, I believe. There were 150 people in the building at the time of the attack, is what I've read. So this is a rather sizable building, putting these parts together,
right?
For lawnmowers, 100 different brands. And so, yeah, this was a relatively large facility, and they apparently, to the best we can determine, had no armed security whatsoever. And so, you know, I think that people have a right that if companies are going to take away their right to self-defense as a condition of employment, then if something goes wrong, then people have the right to sue that employer for inadequate security. And that is my opinion. We will see if any personal injury attorneys also make that argument as well in a civil case.
Doesn't it sort of surprise you that hasn't happened yet, though? As many mass shootings as happen in gun-free zones, with this tort, in this tort environment in which we live, doesn't it sort of shock you that we haven't seen that already? It shocks me.
Yeah, and there may be a legal reason that has not taken place, but maybe that's an argument that we need to make, that if somebody denies you the right to bear arms as a condition of employment, then they have a legal obligation to provide for your security. Maybe that is a law that needs to be pushed back on these people so that the easy way out is not denying you your basic human right to self-defense.
Well, I mean, I look at some of these, like, for example, Whole Foods. Now, you have Whole Foods up there. Supposedly nationwide, they're a gun-free zone. Now, here they don't have the signs on them. And we don't
have...
Right
here in North Carolina.
But we don't have to sit back and say, well, we don't care. You know, I have the luxury of being able to go, without the sign, your company policy means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But they have
Same here.
They have no armed security that I'm aware of. None. And they're always densely packed. That would be that'd be one of those things. But they're also the one of the ones out there that put out these big statements nationwide saying, we are a gun-free zone. And do you think that invites them? I sort of think that's sort of like, for those that are looking, that might sort of lead to that. Certainly did with Target.
Yeah, well, what you're having in that particular case, and we've seen this nationwide, is these aren't companies that really care to be involved. What they want to do is put out a statement so that Moms Demand will claim a victory and they're going to change nothing. They're not actually sitting here and posting signs as required by law to make these gun-free zones.
Right.
They're paying lip service to the anti-gunners so they can do business as usual. They're not in the business of guns or politics. They're in the business of selling groceries, and that goes for every grocery chain everywhere. They don't want to get dragged into this at all. They want to follow whatever existing law is and stay out of it and sell you popsicles and beer.
Some of them stand up, though. Some of them get out there and say, look, we don't care what you think. We're going to abide by the laws of our state. If they say that you can carry a gun, well, then we're going to let you carry a gun. Which grocery chain did that?
Well,
Harris
Kroger,
Teeter? Kroger.
Kroger has resisted Mom's Demand by saying we follow state laws and you're not going to bully us into changing policies on our own that are not in compliance with state laws. We're not going to put our managers in the position of having to go up to an open carrier who is minding his own business and shopping and say, do you have a permit in whatever states may require those? You know, it's not their job to go up and confront people who are armed.
Right.
They don't want to put their employees in that condition or in that thing. And so that makes sense to me. You know, these guys want to sell groceries. They do not want to get involved in that sort of politics.
Yeah.
And they don't want to put their employees on the front line for stuff like that.
There you go. Coming up on the next break, BearingArms.com. I go there on a regular basis. There you can find a lot of updates, probably about, I would say, 8 to 10 a day. That's why I go there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. I want to do something I've never done with you before because I think you've probably had more exposure to some of this stuff.
Okay, shoot.
Have you ever shot the CZ-P07 or P09?
I have a P07 on me as we speak.
Well, let's talk about that because I have been thinking about getting one. Now, you know where I normally live when it comes to my carry guns. And the CZ, I mean, even back when I was stationed in Europe in the 80s, the CZ-75 was reckoned to be the best 9mm pistol out there. And I'm pretty sure that they haven't gotten bad. They just added polymer to it. What do you like about them?
The ergos are really good for me.
Right.
Yeah, I need to back up a little bit. I started shooting striker-fired guns, I started shooting 1911s, then transitioned to striker-fired guns, is where the market was going. And then I had an interesting experience with some really, really high-end instructors, guys who really know their stuff, who've taught a lot of military and law enforcement folks to shoot. And did some research and noticed that when you look at most of your negligent discharges, whether civilian or law enforcement, they tend to happen with folks who, A, don't have a lot of training, B, are in high-stress situations, and C, have a striker-fired gun. And so I decided that if I'm going to carry something and I'm going to get into a situation, I would rather have a DASA gun, that longer, more deliberate first-shot trigger pull, so I don't oopsie. And so I started off with a Beretta, and then the ergonomics were recommended to me for a CZ a couple of months ago by a friend of mine who is an absolute CZ junkie. And so I said, which one would you go with? He said, try the P07. If you want a carry gun, if you want something a little bigger, go with the 9.
Right.
And so I wanted a carry gun first, and so CZ shipped me a P07, and within a couple of hours of just feeling the ergonomics on it, I called them back and bought it before I ever shot it. And I've been very happy with it since, and I'll be running it quite a bit in the weeks to come. I've got a class with Gunsight coming up in a couple of weeks.
Right.
And then I have to go and shoot with Jerry Mishluk, Kay Mishluk, and Julie Golub in a couple of weeks.
Well, that's
like
too bad.
Like
now, just so the difference between the 07 and the 09 is size?
It is. I know you're more familiar with Glocks.
Right.
A 7 is probably on the size of a 19, where the 09 is the size of a full-size gun. It's a 7, except it's got a 19-round magazine.
What is the capacity on the 7?
It is 15 and 9mm.
Okay. Well, you know, I like capacity. That's one of the things I like, is I like capacity. Now, let's talk about the practicalities of any gun. I mean, the first thing that comes up when you're going to get a carry gun is most of the time they ship with a magazine in the gun and a spare magazine, but those of us that are like me want to carry two spares, so I need to find a magazine. How readily available are they?
Well, you're not going to find them in your gun stores as easily as you will a Glock.
Right.
Are ubiquitous, you know, probably the same with, you know, like a Beretta 92 or a 1911.
Right.
It was very easy for me to place a phone call to CZ and say, hey, I need some extras, and they got them out to me the next week. So they do have them in stock.
Then the next thing that comes up is, of course, a means to carry it. So you probably carry it both ways, don't you, inside and outside the waistband?
I do. Right now, I'm running an outside the waistband from Bravo Company. It's all Kydex.
Right.
And just today, Crossbreed sent me a appendix carry.
Yes, I told you. Yes, I've seen that. I understand what you were talking about. Now it's a much smaller profile, and so not a bad choice in the P07.
No, I'm very impressed with it so far, and I think as soon as my schedule allows, I will probably be either sending it to the CZ Custom Shop or Cajun Gun Works. And you can get that dolled up to a very nice degree for about $300 or $400 extra, which is pretty good.
It's great. What are you talking about? That's great.
Yeah. When you're talking about getting custom work done on a gun.
Right.
It's really hard to beat that price. Steve Fisher over at Sentinel Concepts carries a P09 as his carry gun a lot of the time. And, of course, when you're 6'9 and 400 pounds, of, you know, like Steve is, and your nickname is Yeti, you can hide a P09 very easily.
It's sort of like a Derringer.
Yes, pretty much. This is a guy who could probably carry an AR-15 in a thin carry holster.
Now, getting back to the CZ is not a bad choice. Do you carry any smaller single stack 9mm? Do you have one of those as something that you carry on a different day, maybe if you're dressing a certain way?
Well, I'm one of those tall, skinny guys that can hide anything.
I used to carry
a 1911 wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
Okay.
Full size, not a compact. You know, full size steel. I do have, just got it earlier this week, a Remington RM380 that I'm going to be running a torture test on of 1,000 rounds, which is a heck of a lot of rounds for a pocket pistol. And the ergos on it are phenomenal. It's based off of the Rohrbach R9, which when it was, before Remington bought them, was a $1,000 pocket pistol.
Right.
They've made some improvements to the design. It's supposed to be a lot more robust, we're going to put that to the test, but it feels really good and it hides really well.
Now, is this a replacement for the gun they had earlier that was going to be their next thing? It sort of it reminded me of an Eastern Bloc pistol when I saw it. I don't remember what it was called, but they pulled it off the market.
You're talking about the R-51,
okay,
which was a Penderson design gun. That they actually had those back in the early 1900s, and they were trying to update the model. I have one of those for T&E when they first came out, and they're having, I don't know really quite what happened to it. It's a different market. This was designed to go after the single stack, compact market, whereas the RM380 is a pocket pistol. So they're not identical market, but it was designed for a plus B round. It was designed to be something that that anybody could easily hide. And they had some problems when they ramped up from the pre-production to the production gun.
Right.
I know folks who got the small batch gun, and they ran great. And they're just as reliable, and they're still running them. When they went out to production, something in the way they manufactured them changed, and they were very unreliable, and they pulled them off the market, and we haven't seen them come back yet. I think it could be a good gun if they figure out exactly what the issue is, but they have not reintroduced it.
It seems a little odd that they couldn't figure that out. Coming up on the next break, my guest is Bob Owens. When we get back, Bob, I want to talk some more about guns because we've never talked about guns. We always talk about the stuff, and you are much more traveled than I have been recently, so I'm just picking your brain if that's okay.
Absolutely.
BearingArms.com. There you can find Bob Owens, the writings of Bob Owens. You can also find Jen, is it Jacques? Jake?
Jake.
Jake's?
She goes with Jake.
You know,
I know
her and Matt. You know Matt at Victory, right? I look at it and I'm saying Jacques. Jacques. Anyway, that's all right. I'm incorrect. We'll be right back. Bob Owens, my guest. This is Lock and Load.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, DanPilla.com.
Last time on the firing line. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Joined this evening by Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. Now, when you go to a class, are most of the classes you're going to, are they rifle, pistol?
I do rifle, pistol, and shotgun. I have done, and it's tactical shotgun. It's not skeet. And if you've ever seen me shoot sporting clays, you would understand that quite well.
Okay.
but yes, that is primarily what I go to is carbine and rifle. I have done a shotgun class. I may be doing another one later this year as far as tactical shotgun goes.
When you typically go to a class rifle pistol, what is your setup? What are you running?
Well, a lot of times I will try to bring a gun that I'm reviewing out for class. I have run, I've run different striker fired guns. I've run DA SA guns, you know, when we're talking handguns. I have run some very, very nice shotguns that I've been loaned. And I have run AK variants, and I have run AR-15 variants primarily.
Of those that you have run, which ones do you like?
If I had one rifle to trust my life to...
Well, I know which one that one's going to be.
Oh, really?
Well, I think I do.
It would probably be a Rifle Dynamics AK.
I was going to say that you would probably trust your AK that you built with Rifle Dynamics.
Yes. I do want to have some things done to that. It will make its trip to Jim Fuller again at some point. Yes, I did build my own AK with Jim Fuller in their build cap class, and that was a phenomenal experience to build a gun from the ground up.
Right.
But yeah, I do want to have him do some things to it. I want to get it equipped with a red dot. I've shot Jim's personal guns. I do want to have, when I was out at Vegas for SHOT Show, and we got snowed in, or snowed out of the East Coast. I went over and stole a lot of guns and time, and we went to the range. So I have now shot a suppressed 300 blackout AK, and I'm in love. So I've got a new favorite that I really, really, quote-unquote, need.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, do you have one of those? I was about to go, okay. Now we're talking. Now you've got the rare goose there.
Yeah, he has not made those production yet. But we're going to have to talk to the wife about which child she likes the most and which one we can sell for parts.
Yeah.
And
I would get the one that might, if there's any that's unemployed, that'd be the way I'd go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they're 15 and 8, so there's that.
Well, you need to get one of those things they had in Men in Black where you can just flash them and they can forget. I think you're a very compassionate man. I think you would do that. I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
Now, the reason I'm asking about that part, I got a hold of a Springfield M1A SOCOM CQB.
I've shot the SOCOM. Nice little rifle.
Well, this one is set up with a pistol grip and everything else, and it's also got a very, it's less than 9 pounds. And I used to run around with a War Sport that was about the same weight. So this is now in, for me, AR territory as far as weight unloaded. Mm-hmm. And I'm waiting on magazines to catch up. I'm trying to figure out the optic solution to this, because my eyes are 55 years old. What used to work with steel sights now just sort of a shape. So I'm looking, and I think I know which one I'm going to go with, but I'm just, you know, thinking out loud, because most of the time it's an AR that I'm running. I'm not a, I rode, we didn't have M4s in the 80s, we had M16, so I rode around with one of those for a very long time, and I'm very used to that platform, and that's what I like. So that's, you know, and we've talked about my thing about the AK. I'm just not, it's hard for me to like it. It's just hard for me to like it. The other, you want to know the other problem? I've actually handled Soviet AKs, fully automatic Soviet AKs, and there's no comparison to that and something you would get like at Century Arms. There may be a comparison to the Fuller gun. Maybe the Fuller gun is probably better.
Yes. I've got time on both. And what Jim Fuller does at Rifle Dynamics and Mark Krebs does at Krebs Custom are a whole other level than any factory gun. They are both designed to be incredible working guns, but they're also very accurate. We were out in the desert shooting at 450 yards offhand with an AK, which I've been told you can't do with an AK because AKs are inaccurate. But we were sitting there and standing up unsupported without a sling, making hits on a trash barrel, 55-gallon drum, at 450 yards with a red dot.
What caliber?
We did that both with the 7.62x39 and the 5.45.
Oh, okay. So with both. So poison pill and the slug.
The poison pill shoots a little flatter.
Right.
We shot that out to 5. They were in the process of making a DMR in both calibers.
With the AK?
Yes.
That would be interesting.
Very. I don't know if I was supposed to say that on the air yet. Oops.
Do you want me to go back and it's out there live now. I don't know.
Yes, it's out there live. Jim can yell at me later if it's not supposed to be. But, yeah, he's working on designated marksman rifles.
Yeah, Fuller always seems pretty close to the best on some stuff.
Yeah, he makes incredibly good stuff. And, you know, I do love my ARs as well. I've had DCMs. I have a hankering for Daniel Defense right now. They make very, very good equipment, and they support the general market quite well.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to running some of their super lightweight guns a little later in the year.
Yeah, I'm beginning to wonder. I'm beginning to think differently about the lightweight guns. I think there's a point you can go to where it becomes diminishing as far as your return.
It depends on what you're doing with it. If your purpose is to go out there and burn down a ton of ammo, you're going to want something with a little stiffer profile. If your point is you're going to be doing a class that is, a room clearing class, or if you're doing a 3-gun competition, you can have guns set up for different things. I'm a huge believer in precision rifles. So I love the Mark 12 that Daniel Defense put together. I've sat out there and plink steel at that at 600 yards all blinking day long with 55 grain ammo that's not supposed to reach that far.
Right.
The wonderful thing about the AR-15 platform in general is you can configure that any which way you want to.
I think the next one I build is going to be configured with the idea that I'm going to be running 75 grain, 77 grain ammo in it, because that's what they say you have to reach out and touch somebody with it. Otherwise, it's just a little anemic in the current battle climate, which is why they keep looking to change that as well. Before we run out of time, are they ever going to finish the modular handgun system trials?
Well, the guns were just the deadline was coming past. The guns who are going to be as part of the programs have been submitted. I do know that some of the guns that were supposed to be submitted did not make it for reasons I am not at liberty to discuss at this point. I have seen pictures of some of the guns that have been submitted, and they look really good. So here's the next part. The military is going to look at what's submitted, look at what they put out in the RFP, and say, do any of these guns meet this? There's going to be very few that actually do. At that point, they're going to turn around and say, look, we're either going to pick a gun that doesn't really meet our recs, or we're going to scrap the whole thing and either go single source contract based on what we wanted, because I do know of at least one manufacturer.
We're running out of time. We're running out of time. I should never have asked that question. I'll never know the answer.
You'll never know, Bill.
I'll never know the answer. Thank you, Bob Owens, for joining us this evening. I'll talk to you soon. All right. That's it for the week. We'll be back on Monday. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load. Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.